Hello students, today we are going to study the fourth chapter of geography, that is climate. In the first module, I'm going to deal with some important definitions and some important concepts. Now what is climate? Climate refers to the sum total of weather conditions and variations over a large area for a long period of time, usually more than 30 years. What is weather? Weather refers to the state of the atmosphere over an area at any point of time. Now we all know that India falls under the monsoon type of climate. Where does the word monsoon come from? It is derived from the Arabic word mawsim, which literally means season. Monsoon refers to the seasonal reversal in the wind direction during a year. Now let us look at the climatic controls. There are six major controls of the climate of any place. They are latitude, altitude, pressure and wind system, distance from the sea, ocean currents, and relief features. Now, how does latitude affect the climate? As we go higher up towards the poles, the temperature generally decreases. And as we go up higher altitudes, the atmosphere becomes less dense and the temperature decreases. So this is how latitude and altitude play an important role in determining the climate of any place. The pressure and wind system of any area also depend on the latitude and altitude of the place. It influences the temperature and rainfall pattern. Now the distance from the sea. As the distance increases, its influence decreases and the people experience extreme weather conditions. That is why people who live in the interior part of India experience extreme hot and cold conditions. This condition is known as continentality. Now, ocean currents. Ocean currents along with onshore winds affect the climate of the coastal areas. If a warm current flows past, the areas along the coast will be warmed and vice versa. Now the relief. Relief too plays a major role in determining the climate of a place. High mountains act as barriers for cold or hot winds. They may also cause precipitation by blocking the rain-bearing winds. Now what are the factors affecting India's climate? They are latitude, altitude and pressure and winds. Now, if we look at the latitude, the Tropic of Cancer passes through the middle of the country from the Ran of Kutch in the west to Mizoram in the east. Almost half of the country lying south of the Tropic of Cancer belongs to the tropical type of climate, and those areas which lie to the north of the tropic have subtropical climatic conditions. Now altitude. India has major mountain ranges, especially the Himalayas to the north. They have an average height of about 6,000 meters. The Himalayas prevent the cold winds from the Central Asia from entering the subcontinent. Now pressure and winds. The climate and associated weather conditions in India are governed by pressure and surface winds, upper air circulation, and western cyclonic disturbances, and also tropical cyclones. India lies in the region of northeasterly winds. These winds originate from the subtropical high pressure belt of the northern hemisphere. They blow south, get deflected to the right due to the Coriolis force, and move on towards the equatorial low pressure area. Now, what is the Coriolis force? It is an apparent force caused by the Earth's rotation. Then the pressure and wind conditions over India are unique. During winter, there is a high pressure area north of the Himalayas. At that time, cold, dry winds blow from this region to the low pressure areas of the south. In summer, a low pressure area develops over northwestern India. This causes a complete reversal of the direction of winds during summer. Now, air moves from the high pressure area over the southern Indian Ocean in a southeasterly direction, crosses the equator and turns right towards the low pressure areas. These are known as southwest monsoon winds. They carry a lot of moisture and bring widespread rainfall to the mainland of India. The upper air circulation in this region is dominated by a westerly flow known as the jet stream. These are a narrow belt of high altitude westerly winds in the troposphere. Their height is above 12,000 meters and they blow at a speed of 110 kilometers per hour. Over India, these jet streams blow south of the Himalayas all through the year except in summer. The western cyclonic disturbances experienced in the north and northwestern parts of the country are brought in by this westerly flow. The western cyclonic disturbances are weather phenomena of the winter months brought in by the westerly flow from the Mediterranean region. They influence the weather of the north and northwestern regions of India. These disturbances affect the coastal regions of the country too. Now, let us look at the Indian monsoon. The climate of India is strongly influenced by monsoon winds. To understand the mechanism of the monsoons, the following factors are considered. The differential heating and cooling of land and water, which creates low pressure on the landmass of India. The shift of the position of ITCZ, that is intertropical convergence zone, in summer over the Gangetic Plain. The presence of the high pressure area east of Madagascar. The intensity and position of this high pressure area affects the Indian monsoon. Then the Tibetan Plateau getting intensely heated during summer, which results in strong vertical air currents and the formation of low pressure over the plateau. Then the movement of the westerly jet stream to the north of the Himalayas and the presence of the tropical easterly jet stream over the Indian Peninsula. Apart from this, it has also been noticed that changes in the pressure conditions over the southern oceans also affect the monsoons. Normally, when the tropical eastern South Pacific Ocean experiences high pressure, the tropical eastern Indian Ocean experiences low pressure. There is a reversal in the pressure conditions and the eastern Pacific has lower pressure in comparison to the eastern Indian Ocean. This periodic change in pressure conditions is known as the Southern Oscillation or SO. A feature connected with the SO is the El Nino phenomenon, in which a warm ocean current that flows past the Peruvian coast in place of the cold Peruvian current every 2 to 5 years. The changes in pressure conditions are connected to the El Nino. Hence, this phenomenon is referred to as El Nino Southern Oscillations or ENSO. So, where does this word El Nino come from? It is a Spanish word which refers to baby Christ. This is a name given to the periodic development of a warm ocean current along the coast of Peru as a temporary replacement of the cold Peruvian current. So, we stop here today. Thank you.